Hello, my name is Chris Nestrud, and I'm going to be discussing how to set up virtual Windows 2008 servers using Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud, or EC2. And after such a server is set up, how you can gain access to it either using JAWS for Windows or using redirected remote audio, which should allow something like NVDA or Saratech's system access screen readers to be usable on that machine. I'm going to take this in a few steps. First, I am going to cover EC2 and a little bit about how that operates. Then I'm going to talk about the environment that you need to set up on your local client computer to be able to get JAWS installed without having any speech on the server. I'm then going to cover in sort of a tutorial form how to set up a Windows 2008 server on EC2. I'm then going to run through the process of enabling JAWS on the server and using that via RDP. And after JAWS is working, I'm going to go through the process of enabling remote audio over RDP, which is a little bit interesting in 2008 as far as how the servers are initially configured. You have to make some changes in group policy and enable a service and do some other things, but we'll run through that. I believe that it would be possible to make note of key presses, and you might be able to do this without any speech, which would then allow you to get a virtual server up and running, run through this magic of key presses without any speech feedback, and then use a screen reader that would make use of redirected audio. But I'll leave that as an exercise for the interested listener. For those of you who already know about this, all of this, and are rolling your eyes and wishing I would get to something you don't know, now you know what I'm going to cover, and you can stop rolling your eyes and go listen to a podcast that will introduce you to material that you don't already know. For the rest of you, I hope this is interesting and that you learn a couple of new things along the way. Let's begin by briefly discussing the Amazon Elastic Compute Cloud, or EC2. This is a service provided by Amazon.com, which allows you to create virtual Windows or Linux server instances and pay a per-hour cost to make use of those. Your cost is determined by the server type, either Windows or Linux, where you would like that server to run in a geographic sense, and the resources allocated to your server in terms of CPU units, memory, and disk storage. There's also a cost for inbound and outbound data transfer. Actually, I believe there's a promotion going on now where there is no cost for inbound, but there is for outbound. You should definitely check on that before you begin to see what types of things you're getting into. Just to give you an idea, pricing for regular Windows instances is between 12 cents and 96 cents per hour. High memory is between 62 cents and $2.88 per hour, and that $2.88 is for very high memory indeed. And high CPU is between 29 cents and $1.16 per hour. It's also important to note that partial hours are billed as full hours. Also, discounts are available for reserved instances, and there is a feature called spot instances, which allow you to bid for unused capacity and potentially get your servers, or instance hours, I should say, for a greatly reduced price. For example, Windows instances using this spot instance bidding idea are between 7 cents per hour and $1.119 per hour. So there's a great discount if you need to run an instance for an hour or two and you don't necessarily care when that is. It just needs to be, you know, at some point in the near future. Now let's briefly discuss the setup that you'll need to have on your local computer, which I will refer to as the client. in order to successfully get JAWS running on the EC2 virtual machine, which I'll refer to as the server. We will be using curl, which is a command line program for fetching URLs and doing a number of other useful web and FTP related things, to fetch the appropriate copy of JAWS, either 32-bit or 64-bit, depending on the server architecture. We will then be running that copy of JAWS with a switch, which will silently install the components necessary for providing access over RDP. And we'll be doing this by means of a batch file and the ability to redirect a drive letter on the server to point back to a particular folder on the client. So let's actually run through setting up that process. I've already created a folder called c:\local, which I will use to store these files. And so the first step is to download curl. This is available from curl.haxx.se. I'm going to assume that you can go to that website, find a Windows binary of curl, download it, and extract the necessary files to your c:\local folder. So in my case, the folder looks like this. There's curl, and there are some DLLs that are necessary for it to run properly.
Libpro.dll, lib32.dll, libs32.dll.
So a good way to test it and make sure that it works properly would be to try running it from a different folder via command prompt.
Windows R, run dialog, type cmd, enter, c:\user\ccn_. c:\local\curl, enter, curl:\dry\curl-l\curl-manual for more information, c:\user\ccn_.
And it works. Now the question is, what should curl download? So we need to find the URLs for the current version of JAWS for Windows. And those are located on the Freedom Scientific website.
Windows R runs http://www.freedomscientific.com. Enter. Mozilla Firefox 50%. Freedom Scientific dash products for the visually impaired dash Mozilla Firefox. Free Freedom.
And there's a downloads link.
Bullet visited link downloads. Enter. 100%.
And there's a JAWS link.
Bullet visited link JAWS for Windows screen reading software. Enter. 100%. Page has main.
And on this page are listed the FTP links. I will use the HTTP links.
Visit link what's new in JAWS 11. Visit link HTTP.
Here they are.
Enter. 100%. HTTP link HTTP.
And I want the 32-bit version of JAWS.
JAWS heading level 2. Heading level list of 2 items. Bullet link JAWS 11.0.1461.32-bin-June2010 English left parent 94.8 MB right parent.
And there it is. So in Firefox, I can right-click on that.
Root JAWS to right mouse button. Dynamic PC cursor.
And
open link in the window. Open link in the tab. Bookmark this link. Save link as. Send link. D. Copy link location. A.
I went to copy link location.
Enter. Leaving menus.
And I now have the location on the clipboard. I'm now going to make the batch file, which will be run from the server and will actually do the work. I'm going to use Notepad to create this file.
Windows R, run L-T-E-A-T, enter, untitled batch.
And since I'm going to create drive L on the server to map back to c:\local on the client, I need to refer to drive L. Since I'm going to be running this batch file from some folder on the server where I presumably will have write access, I will need to refer to the L drive because I will be in a different place on the server. So L:\curl.
L:\curl space.
The syntax is curl and then options and then the URL that I want to do something with. So I want to redirect standard error, which contains messages and progress indications, to a file on this L drive so that I can monitor it from the client and see what's going on. So dash dash
dash, dash.
S-T-D-E-R-R.
S-T-D-E-R-R space.
and then where I want it to redirect.
L colon backslash C-U-R-L period L-O-G space.
I then need to tell C-U-R-L where to put the file and what to call it. So dash dash output.
Dash dash O-U-T-T-U-T space.
JFW install dot E-X-E.
J-F-W-I-N-S-E-A-L-L-E-X-E space.
I can then paste the URL that I copied from the Freedom Scientific page, which should lead to the JAWS installation executable.
Paste it from clipboard. Enter.
And let's look at that.
Top of file L colon backslash curl dash dash there L colon backslash curl dot log dash dash output swim install dot X. HTTP colon slash slash files dot freedom scientific dot com slash web files slash JAWS slash J11.0.1461-32bit.x.
My next line is to call this JFW install program, which has presumably been downloaded to the current folder.
JFWINSTALL space.
Forward slash type.
Slash.
With a capital T.
T-Y-E-E space.
Silent remote.
S-I-L-E-N-T-R-E-O-T-E. Enter.
Finally, I'm going to echo a message to a file which will appear on the client. I can then monitor for the creation of this file to determine when this whole process is complete.
E-C-A-O space quote D-O-N-E exclaim quote space greater space. L colon backslash D-O-N-E period L-O-G enter.
Finally, I will save this as JFW32.bat to indicate that it will install the 32-bit version of JAWS.
Alt F menu 5A menu bar leaving menu bar C colon backslash L-O-C-L backslash JFW 32 period B-A-T enter edit type of text.
And there we are. Now we're going to get to the fun part, actually creating an instance. If you have not created an Amazon Web Services account, you should do so now by visiting aws.amazon.com. Such an account is necessary in order to use EC2 or S3 or any of Amazon's other web services offerings. We will be using the AWS Management Console to create and manage instances. This is available at aws.amazon.com/console. So let's go there now.
Oz Management Console, blank, text resize, mod text revisited, link, link, Oz, vertical bar, link products, vertical bar, link developers.
This is just a bar at the top with links.
Vertical bar, link community, vertical bar, link support, vertical bar, link account, welcome, quick link settings. Vertical bar, link sign out, list of five, link Amazon, S3, link Amazon, EC2.
We want EC2.
Enter. Navigation heading level 2. Region colon, US East, list of one items.
That's the region that my instances will appear in.
Same page link EC2 dashboard, list end, instances, list of two items. Visit the same page link instances.
I'm going to click on this instances link.
Enter. My instances heading level 2, launch instance button, instance actions button, launch instance button.
I want to launch a new instance, so I'll click on this button.
Enter. Close link.
And generally, when you click on buttons or links that will ask you questions or give you information that you need to respond to, that will generally appear at the top of this page.
Oz management command. Choose an Amazon machine image left there and on the right there from one of the tab lists below by clicking the select button. List of free items.
So I know that I want a Windows 2008 32-bit image.
Link quick start. Link my Amis. Link community Amis.
And I believe that will be in the Quick Start tab.
Link my link quick start. Enter.
So I'll hit enter on that.
List of free items. And link quick link my link list end. Blank. Table with three columns and nine rows.
Let's see what we get.
Graphic getting started on Fedora Core 8.
That's a Linux image. That's not what I want.
Graphic Ruby on Rails web starter row 2.
No.
Graphic Lamp web starter row 3.
No.
Graphic Basic Fedora Core 8 row 4.
No.
Graphic Basic 64-bit Fedora Core 8 row 5.
No.
Graphic getting started on Microsoft Windows Server 2008 row 6.
Possibly.
Graphic Basic Microsoft Windows Server 2008 row 7. Graphic Basic 64-bit Microsoft Windows Server 2008 row 8.
Okay, so it's probably this.
Graphic Basic Microsoft Windows Server 2008, row 7.
Basic Server 2008.
Basic Microsoft Windows Server 2008, left there, and Omni-ID, colon, Omni-C3E40, right there, Microsoft Windows 2008, R1SP2 Data Center Edition, 32-bit Architecture, column 2.
Okay, that's what we want.
Microsoft Windows 2008, R1SP Select button.
So we hit select on that.
Enter.
And then let's check near the top of the page.
Oz Management blank. Provide the details for your instance left there and right there. New blank. Table with four columns and two rows. Number of instances, colon, edit 1.
We only need one instance.
Availability zone, colon, combo box, no preference.
That is for the availability zone within the region that you've selected, and I don't have a preference. If I were creating multiple images, I could put them in the same availability zone, and that would possibly lower my costs by giving me free bandwidth to transfer between images, or instances, I should say.
Instance type colon, small left there and m1.small, 1.7 GB right there button.
This will give me a 1.7 gigabytes of RAM instance, which is fine. That's approximately 12 cents per hour.
Table end. Blank. Radio button check launch instances. EC2 instances let you pay for compute capacity by the hour with no long-term commitments. This transforms what are commonly large fixed costs into much smaller variable costs. Radio button not check request spot instances. Link back.
and I want to launch this instance.
Continue button.
So I will continue.
Enter.
Okay, this next page has advanced settings, which I don't need to change. So I'm just going to press continue.
Enter.
And management let's see what we have for updates.
Public/private key pairs allow you to securely connect your instance after it launches. So create a key pair, enter a name, and click create and download. Your key pair, you will then be prompted to save the private key in your computer. Note, you only need to generate a key pair once each time you want to deploy an Amazon EC2 instance. Table with three columns and two rows. Enter a name for your key pair, *. Edit. Enter forms mode on.
And I'll just call this server's key.
SERVERSKEY. Forms mode off. For left parent.g. No key right parent. Click to create your key pair, *. Link create and download your key pair.
Create and download.
Save this file in the place you will remember. You can use this key pair to launch other instances in the future or visit the key pairs page to create or manage existing ones. Save, link, create, and download your key. Enter. Opening server's key.tm dialog. What should Firefox do with this file? Save file radio button checked. 404. To change the selection, press upward.
We'll save this file.
Enter. Downloads. Extended select.
It's been saved. It's in my downloads folder, which is probably not the best place for it, so.
Applications. Context menu. The navigate. Press open. O. Open containing folder. F.
I will
enter.
Open the containing
menus.
Folder.
Server's key.tm.
And cut this file.
Windows R. Run dialog.
And paste
C,
it.
C colon. Backslash L. O. C. L. Enter. C colon.
My local folder with my other files pertaining to this whole process.
Paste it from clipboard. Server's key.tm.
And then I can close.
Alt F4. Not selected items. New multi-select. Alt F4. Downloads. Downloads. Extend. Escape. Auth management.
These windows. I'm now back at the AWS management console.
Auth management console. Blank. Security groups determine whether a network port is open or blocked on your instances. You may use an existing security group, or we can help you create a new security group to allow access to your instances using the suggested ports below. Add annual ports now or update your security group anytime using the security groups page. All changes take effect immediately. Radio button not checked. Choose one or more of your existing security groups.
So I'm going to create a new security group with the thought being that different types of instances are likely to need different ports opened. So
radio button check, create a new security group. Blank. Table with two column. Name your security group. Edit.
I'll just call it Windows.
Enter forms mode. WIFTOSS. Forms mode off two. Describe your security group. Edit.
And I don't think it needs a description. Windows is pretty
define allowed connections.
Self-explanatory. Blank.
Table with five column. Link application. Link transport. Link application.
So let's look at this table.
Bottom of column. Link application. Link transport.
Well, we can
link source actions. Table and blank.
You'll notice this with a lot of the tables on this site. There is a sort of an upper table that has the column names, and then
table with five columns and two rows nesting level one
is a lower table that seems to actually have the information.
Application transport.
So
application.
Let's look at this.
RDP row two.
RDP
transport. TCP column two port 3389 source network left parent IPv4 CIDR right parent all internet column four actions remove button column five end row remove button.
And that allows RDP from anywhere, which is fine. I can't think of anything else that we would need to allow at the moment. The cool thing about these security groups is that their changes take effect immediately. You don't need to restart an instance or anything like that. It's you know, similar to just making firewall changes.
Table end, blank, combo box select, dot, dot, dash, dash, all internet, link change, add rule, table end.
That's for adding a new rule.
Blank, link back, continue button,
and
enter.
Hit continue. And let's see what we have now.
Auth management console, blank, please review the information below and click launch. Blank, table with three columns and 17 rows. Omni colon, Windows Omni ID, Omni dash C340, left parent, I386, right parent. Name colon, basic Microsoft Windows Server 2008. Description colon, Microsoft Windows 2008 R1 SP2 data center edition and 32-bit architecture. Link at Omni, dash dash dash, number of instances colon, one. Availability zone colon, no preference, monitoring colon, disabled. Instance type colon, small left parent and one dot small right parent. Instance class colon, on demand. Link at instance details, dash dash dash, kernel ID colon, use default. RAM disk ID colon, use default. User data colon, link at advanced details, dash dash dash, key pair name colon, server's key, link at key pair. Dash dash dash, security group left parent, right parent, colon, Windows, link edit firewall, table end, blank, link back, launch button.
And we can click launch.
Enter. Auth management, blank, your instances are now launching. Note, colon, your instances may take a few minutes to launch, depending on the software you are running. Visit the same page, link view your instances on the instances page, dash dash dash, other EC2 features. Visit the same.
So let's go to the instances page.
Enter.
And
link account, view your instances on.
Look at our status.
Vertical bar. Column 1, link instance, link Omni ID, link root, link type, link status, link lifecycle, link public key, link security, link key pair name, link monitoring, table end, blank, table with 26 columns and 2 rows, blank, instance, Omni ID, root device type, root device.
We'll use table navigation, so this makes a little more sense.
M1, root of Omni ID, Omni instance, I-61D9150B, column Omni ID, Omni-C3E40DA, column 3. Root device type, apps, column 4, type, M1.small, column 5, status, graphic running, icon running, column 6, lifecycle, normal, column 7, public key, NSX2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazon.com, column 8.
That is the DNS name for accessing our instance, or my instance, I guess I should say, from the public internet.
Security groups, Windows, column 9, key pair name, server's key, column 10, monitoring, disabled, column end of row, disabled, table end, blank, 0 EC2 instances selected.
Now we have a running instance, which we can do very little with until we get the Windows administrator password. So we will want to select this instance. There's a checkbox.
I-61D9150B checkbox not checked, space. I-61D9150B checkbox checked.
And then if you use Shift-F, to look at previous controls, you will find
edit combo box all instance viewing colon combo box help button refresh button show slash hide button reserve instances button instance actions
space. I press space on that, and that will cause this list to appear.
Link system log. Link connect. Link get Windows admin password.
Get Windows admin password is what we want. So let's hit enter on that.
Enter. Close link.
And then let's look up near the top of the page.
Wang. Not available yet. Wang. Password generation and encryption takes a few moments. Please wait up to 15 minutes after launching an instance before trying to retrieve the generated password.
Through the magic of podcasting, it's not actually necessary for you to wait that time. Let's check this message now and see what it says.
Auth management console. Wang. To access this instance remotely, left parent e.g. remote desktop connection right parent, you will need your Windows administrator password. The default password was created when the instance was launched and is available encrypted in the system log. Blank. To decrypt your password, you will need your key pair for this instance. Simply copy and paste the contents of your private key file into the text box below. Then click decrypt password. Blank. Instance colon i-61d9150b dash dash dash. Blank. Table with three columns and four rows. Blank. Star required field. Encrypted password colon. nlix6mjv01mzp6103/l/mnkr5lyzy81plus6886... Key pair colon. Servers key.com. Note colon you were prompted to download and save is when you created your key pair. Private key star colon. Edit.
Here's where we paste the contents of that file.
Windows R run dial L-O-T-E-P-A-D space C colon backslash L-O-C-A-L backslash E-R-V-E-R-S-K-E-Y period P-E-M. Enter. Servers key.com dash notepad. Edit type of text.
Here's the file in notepad. So we select all.
Dash 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 begin RSA.
Copy.
Alt tab. Auth management console dash mozilla. Private edit. Enter.
Form mode. Paste.
Paste it from clipboard. Form. My EOI EXARV G2 awesome plus OE slash TS6 VHZ V50 E plus CK11 7 PQ plus AOS plus WZ MSMFGLGFWAOU slash RPG1 8 dump dash dash please include the entire dash 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 and RSA private key dash dash dash.
It looks like it all pasted, so that's good.
Please include the entire text, including the begin and end line left parent next colon quote dash 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 begin RSA private key dash 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 quote right parent. Table end. Blank. Dash dash dash. Decrypt password button.
Decrypt password, so.
Enter.
Let's,
Close button.
Let's do that. Now,
management.
Let's see what we have.
Blank. Password decrypt. Blank. Password change recommended. We recommend that you change your password to one you will remember and know privately. Blank. Please note that passwords can persist through bundling phases and will not be retrievable through this tool. It is therefore important that you change your password to one that you will remember if you intend to bundle a new Omni from this instance. Dash dash dash. You can connect remotely using this information colon. Blank. Table with two columns and three rows. Computer colon.
So this information is probably good to save somewhere where it is easily retrievable. And I don't consider this password decryption process to be easily retrievable.
Home.
So let's copy.
Selected. Compute selected. x2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazon.com.
As you may recall, that's the DNS name.
Selected. User colon. Selected. Administrator. Selected. Decrypted. Selected. Password colon. Selected. NTMRC percent dash right parent GL. Selected. Table end. Unselected. Table.
And we'll copy that. And let's start up.
Windows R. Run dial. OTP. Enter. Untitled dash.
Notepad.
Paste it from clipboard. Top of file. Computer.
And we'll save that.
Alt F. Menu. A. Menu bar. Save as dialog. C. Colon. Backslash. L-O-C-L. Backslash. T-A-S-S-O-R-D. Enter, edit, type of text.
Now we have this password saved in an easily findable place. Now we can use remote desktop to try to connect to this virtual instance. So it is somewhere in the start menu, and it is also runnable by running MSTSC.
Windows R, run dial MSTSC, enter, remote desktop connection dialog, computer colon edit combo.
And now we will get the DNS name from this information that we pasted.
Alt tab, top x2-7 user code x2-7 file home. Select, space, select, M unselected, M selected.
There it is.
Alt tab,
we'll paste that.
Paste it from clipboard.
Into the connection area.
Tab, toolbar options button to activate. Press the space bar, Alt plus O.
Now there are a number of options, and we need to go through and make sure they are set properly.
Shift tab, general tab.
So on the general tab.
Tab, computer colon edit combo 101-170-220.compute-1.
That's just the computer we're connecting to. It cut off the first part of the field.
Tab, username colon edit type of text.
Username is administrator.
A-D-M-I-S-E-R-A-T-O-R. Tab, allow me to save credentials. Checkbox not checked. So check press space bar.
We want to be able to save credentials. If this is not checked, it won't prompt for a password that will appear on screen when you connect. And since that won't be readable to us yet, that would be not as helpful as being able to provide it.
Space check.
In an accessible dialog, so we'll check that.
Tab, connection settings, save button to activate. Tab, connection settings, tab, connection settings, open, dot, button, tab, toolbar options, button to activate. Tab, connect button to activate, press, shift, tab, toolbar options, tab, tab, help button to activate, tab, general tab, the switch pages, press control, tab, display tab, the switch pages, press control.
Display tab, there's nothing to change on that. That just allows you to enable or disable certain UI display things.
Local resources tab, the switch pages, press control.
Local resources, that is one that we want to check. That lets us access local resources from the remote server.
Tab, remote audio settings, dot, 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 button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus S.
Let's make sure audio settings are set properly. This won't matter at first since audio redirection is disabled, but with a little work, we can fix that.
Space, remote desktop connection dialog, remote audio playback, play on this computer radio button checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus
that
D.
That is set properly.
Tab, remote audio recording, do not record radio button checked, 2 of 2, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus N.
I'm not planning on doing any recording, so I'll leave it at that setting.
Tab, OK button, space, remote on tab, keyboard apply Windows key combinations, colon combo box, only when using the full screen, 3 of 3, to change the selection, use the arrow key,
and,
Alt plus K.
That's helpful.
Tab, local devices and resources, printers, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar, Alt plus D.
Don't have any intentions of printing anything.
Tab, local devices and resources, clipboard, checkbox checked, so clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus L.
I would like to possibly be able to paste from my local clipboard, though I will not be using that in the processes we will cover here.
Tab, local devices and resources, more dot 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 button to activate press space.
More.
Remote desktop connection dialog. Choose the devices and resources on this computer that you want to use in your remote session. Local devices and resources, smart cards, checkbox not checked. Check press space bar, alt plus M.
I'm not going to be using any smart cards.
Tab, local devices and resources, ports, checkbox not checked. Check press space bar, alt plus R. Tab, local devices and resources, settings, preview, drives open, not checked. Six items, remove, or expand items using arrow keys.
Excuse me, I will be using drives.
Floppy disk drive, left parent, A colon, right parent, not checked. One of local disk left parent, Z colon, right parent, checked.
That's checked, as it's supposed to be.
Tab, local devices and resources, which plug and play devices can I use in my remote session? Link. Tab, OK button to activate space. Local devices.
Okay.
Tab, toolbar options button to activate. Tab, connect button to activate. Tab, tab, local resources. Tab,
so
switch pages, press control.
Tab. Tabs we might want to check.
Program tab, switch pages, press control. Tab.
There are no other tabs that we need to visit, so let's try connecting to the server.
Tab, connect button to activate. Press space bar, alt plus S space. Remote desktop connection dialog. This remote connection could harm your local remote computer. Make sure that you trust the remote computer before you connect. Type colon remote desktop connection remote computer colon x2-75-101-170-220.com/amazonas.com. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar, alt plus C. Tab, don't ask me again for connections to this computer. Tab, toolbar details button. Tab, connect button to activate.
Connect.
Press space bar, alt space. Remote desktop connection dialog. Connecting to colon x2-75-101-170-220.com/amazonas.com. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Windows security dialog. Enter your credentials. Administrator password edit. Enter F1L. Type in text. x2-75-101-170-220.com/amazonas.com. Administrator.
Okay, now we will copy the administrator password.
Alt tab. Password.txt-notepad. User colon. Administrator. Decrypted. Password colon. NTMRC%-right-parent-GL. Home. Selected. L until L. Select.
There it is.
Alt tab. Windows secure.
And we'll paste it into this field.
Paste it from clipboard. Tab. Remember my credentials. Checkbox checked. Clear checkmark. Press space bar.
Remember credentials.
Tab. Okay button to add space. Remote desktop connection dialog. Connecting to colon x2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazonas.com. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Remote desktop connection dialog. The remote computer could not be authenticated due to problems with a security certificate. It may be unsafe to proceed. No button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N.
That's fine. Server 2008 creates self-signed certificates for this process. And since they're self-signed, they don't have a full trust path.
Shift tab, yes button to active space. Remote desktop connection dialog. Connecting to colon x2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazonas.com. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. x2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazonas.com/remote-desktop-connection. Input capture window.
The first thing to do is to test and make sure that we truly are connected. We'll need to switch to full screen by pressing Alt Control Pause. On my keyboard, pause is the very upper rightmost key. So I've done that. Hopefully that switched us to full screen. Now we press Windows key R. That did not give me any feedback. So I know that I have probably brought up the run dialog on the server. The interesting thing about 2008 is that it returns beeps such as errors, but that's the only sound that is returned. And that actually uses beep locally rather than the actual error sound. So let's type in, let's say, ASDF into the run dialog, which is going to return an error because there is nothing to run called ASDF. Now we got the beep, which means it brought up the error dialog. So we'll press enter to dismiss that. That brings us back to the run dialog with ASDF. We'll press escape to dismiss that. And that leaves us at what is probably the desktop of the remote server. Now we will press Windows key R and type CMD, enter. We'll wait for a few seconds for it to bring up the command prompt. Now we need to associate a drive letter on the remote server with our /local on the client. So we type net, N-E-T, space, use, space, L colon, space, /, T-S-C-L-I-E-N-T, /C, L-O-C-A-L, and press enter. That should have associated the drive. We can test to see if this was done successfully by running any command that we know will generate output and redirecting that to a file, which will appear on the client if indeed the drive mapping was successful. So we'll have it print on a directory. So dir space greater than for the redirection space L colon /dir dot txt enter. Now we will press Alt Control Pause, which will switch us away from full screen and allow Windows shortcut keys to work in the client. So I've done that. Now Windows R.
Run dialog. Type.
JAWS responded, so we know that we are operating on the client, and we will go to this C colon,
backslash, L-O-C-A-L,
local folder.
Enter. C colon, back.
And let's see what's there.
Items view, curl.x, dir.txt.
Dir.txt is there. Let's take a look at it.
Enter, dir.txt, volume and drive C has no label. Volume serial number is 9415-4101. Blank, directory of C colon backslash users backslash administrator. Blank.
We don't need to necessarily look at the rest, but this tells us that the drive redirection is working properly and that we are in the administrator home folder on the server. This is excellent news. So let's close this file, and we can delete it since we'll no longer need it.
Delete file dialog. R-Y. Not selected.
And let's close this Windows Explorer.
Alt-F4, x275-10-170-220.compute-1.amazonos.com-remote-desktop connection. Input capture window.
We're now back in the remote desktop window. Let's press Alt-Control-Pause to switch back to full screen. Now, we will run the gfw32.bat batch file, which we made earlier. So, L:\gfw32. Enter. This should create a curl.log file. So let's go through the same process to see if it did. Alt, Control, Pause. Windows R.
Run dialog. C:\local. L:\OCL. Enter. C:\back. End. I home. Curl.x. Curl.log.
Curl.log is there. Let's open it and see what it contains.
Enter. Curl.log-notepad. Edit. Type in text. 2KB. Percent total. Percent received. Percent stored. Total. Total spent. Left. 0000000-col.
Okay, that's promising. Let's look at the end of the file.
Bottom of file. 0:46:17:84K. 0:11:0:47:17:84K:29.4.m:29.7m:00:16:63K:00:50:00:12.
Okay, I don't know the layout of the display well enough to know what all of those values mean, but I do know that it is working properly. So let's close this. We're now back in the Explorer window, and now we just monitor that for the done.txt file, which the batch file should create when the JAWS installation process is complete. Through the magic of podcasting, I have once again paused for a few minutes to let the process run. And let's see if we have this file.
Windows R, run dialog. C:\locl\doe\loc. Enter. Dot log dash notepad. Edit. Type in text. Quote unquote.
Yes, we do.
Alt-F4.
So let's switch back to our server.
Alt-tab, x2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazonos.com-remote-desktop-connection. x2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazonos.com-remote-desktop-connection. Input capture window.
That long string is only reading because I cannot press control to silence JAWS. I think those presses of control are actually being sent to the server. Let's press Alt-Control-Pause to go to full screen. We are probably still in the command prompt window, so let's type exit, enter, to get out of that. Let's do our test to see if we are where we expect by Windows key R, then ASDF, enter. That tells us that we at least probably know where we are, so let's hit enter to dismiss the error, escape to dismiss the run dialog. Let's log off of this session. So Windows key R, L-O-G-O-F-F, enter.
Gold wave.
And the MSTSC program closed, which indicates that it logged off of the remote session successfully. Let's now rerun MSTSC.
Windows R, run dialog, MSTSC, enter. Remote desktop connection dialog, computer colon edit combo, 2-75-101-170-2.
And it has the previous information already there, so all we have to do is press enter.
Enter, remote desktop connection dialog, this remote connection
will bring up the same warnings, which we will bypass.
Tab, don't ask me again for the shift tab, cancel button, shift tab, connect button, dash space, remote desktop connection dialog, connecting to tab, don't ask me again for the shift tab, no button, dash shift tab, yes button, space, remote desktop connection dialog, connecting to colon 2-75-101-170-220.compute-1.amazonos.com, cancel button to activate, press space bar, remote desktop connection, input capture window.
And we are now connected. Okay, it should have loaded the desktop. So we will do Windows key R, since we should already be in full screen. And JAWS11, enter.
JAWS for Windows is ready. JAWS dialog. The Freedom Scientific Mirror display driver is not properly installed. Please reboot the computer if you have not done so already. If this does not fix the issue, please run a repair on the JAWS installation to reinstall the display driver. To perform a repair, run the JAWS setup package with the command dash line arguments quote slash type repair quote. OK button to activate, press spacebar. JAWS startup wizard dialog.
OK, we can, I'm sure we've all heard the JAWS startup wizard before. That is excellent news. That shows us a working copy of JAWS. Now, remember that in order to have this work for you, you will have to have purchased the terminal server license add-on from Freedom Scientific. We need to restart this instance. So let's close some of these dialogues.
Tab, punctuation,
actually,
shift, tab, rate,
we might as well increase the speech rate.
25%, 30%, 40%, 55%.
I think that'll work for now.
Tab, punctuation, tab, type in echo, caret, tab, next greater button to activate, press space bar, alt plus N. Space, keyboard settings, use keyboard layout, colon, combo box, desktop, one of, enter, verbosity settings, tutor.
These next screens, I think we can skip.
Enter, real settings, great, enter. OK button to activate, press space bar.
And that's the mirror driver has issues dialogue.
Space,
we can close
start button
that.
To open, press enter.
Now, we can restart this instance.
Windows M, desktop, folder view.
Here's our desktop on the remote server.
Alt F4, folder view list view, not selected. Tab, shut down Windows dialog. A shutdown or restart for an unknown reason. Select the option that best describes why you want to shut down the computer. Shut down event tracker plan, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark.
Now, Windows Server 2008 has a more complicated shutdown dialog.
Shift tab, what do you want the computer to do? Combo box, shutdown.
I want the computer to restart.
R, restart. Tab, shutdown event tracker plan, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, alt plus D. Tab, shut down event tracker option, colon, combo box, other left parent, planned right parent, 107.
We'll say it's planned for other.
Tab, shut down event tracker, comment, colon, edit, type in text,
and
alt plus E.
We'll do GFW as the comment.
Tab, OK button to activate, press space
and
bar, alt plus
we'll
K.
Say OK.
Space. Gold wave.
Now, it is closed MSTSC, which leads me to believe that the restart is in progress. When the system is restarted, JAWS should begin working properly. Your next task will be to enable remote audio redirection, which is disabled in Windows Server 2008. You'll need to enable the ability for it in group policy and then actually set your playback device and enable the Windows audio service. Also, in the interest of brevity, I'm not going to run through that entire process using JAWS. However, I will tell you what the process is, should you be interested in trying it yourself with or without a functioning screen reader. This assumes that you have logged in and are sitting at the desktop. You would press Windows R to bring up the run dialog, then type gpedit, as in group policy edit, .msc and press enter. Wait a couple seconds for that to bring up the tree of categories. At that point, you might press home to make sure you're at the top of the tree. Then press down arrow once to get to computer configuration. Press right arrow to expand that branch. Down arrow three times to administrative templates. Press right to expand that branch. Down arrow five times to Windows components. Right to expand the branch. Down arrow 33 times to terminal services. Press right to expand the branch. Down arrow twice to terminal server. Press right to expand. Down arrow two times to device and resource redirection. At this point, you'll press tab. Allow audio redirection as the first choice, so you might press home to make sure you're there. Then you press enter. Down arrow to the enabled radio button and press enter, followed by alt F4 to close the GP edit window. Then press Windows key R. Type control, CONTROL, and press enter. Press S for sound, then enter. Down arrow to the remote audio playback device. At this point, it will ask you if you want to enable the Windows audio service, so you should press Y. Press enter to exit the sound dialog. And Alt F4 to exit the control panel. At this point, you should be able to log off and log back on again, or disconnect and reconnect your terminal services session and have working redirected audio. When you reconnect after configuring remote audio, it sounds something like this.
Remote desktop connection, input capture window.
That being the login sound for 2008. And we can try our ASDF test from earlier. ASDF. That's the actual error sound rather than the beep that we got earlier. So you can press enter to dismiss the error, escape to dismiss the run dialog, Windows key R, JAWS 11, enter.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Start button to open, press enter.
And we now have working remote audio and working JAWS on Windows Server 2008. So now the question is, what to do if you don't have JAWS, or if you have JAWS but haven't purchased the necessary add-on for terminal services and RDP access? I believe that WindowEyes offers this in at least one of their versions without the need to purchase a specific extra add-on. Assuming WindowEyes has an option to install the necessary components without need for user interaction, you could modify the process that I've just illustrated to work with WindowEyes. As for screen readers that require remote audio to be working, I would think that you could simply run their installer after you go through the process of enabling remote audio. I have not actually tried this, so if you get good results, please let me know. Now let's run through the process of terminating this instance, which will remove all of its components and stop any billing from Amazon. First, we will bring up the Amazon Web Services console.
Windows R, run dialog, http://aws.com/con/console. Enter. Oz Management Console, Mozilla Firefox, Oz Management Console. Visit link graphic Amazon Web Services, visit link, sign into the Oz Management Console.
And we'll need to sign in, as we did before.
Enter, 50%. Amazon.com/Mozilla Firefox, you. My email address is colon edit, ccn, enter, forms mode on, forms mode off, enter.
Here's my email address.
Oz Management Console, Mozilla Firefox, list. 98%, page has one frame, two headings and 42 links.
Let's take a look at this page.
Column 1, row 1, current stack, column 1, row 1, visit link 1 running instance.
Okay, that's what we're interested in, so let's activate this link.
Enter. One running instance.
And let's see if we can find the information for this instance.
Right at the top, column 1, row 1, blank. Link instance, link on the ID, link root device type, i-61d9150b, checkbox not checked.
There it is.
Space, i-6.
And let's look for the instance actions.
Edit, combo box, viewing colon comp help button, refresh button, show slash hide button, reserved instances button, instance actions button.
There it is.
Space. Oz Management Console, blank, heading level 6 instance management, list of 7 items, link connect, link at system log, link at Windows admin, link create image, link bundle instance, left, link launch more likely, link associate list end, blank, heading level 6 instance, list of 4 items, link terminate.
There's terminate.
Enter. Close link. Oz Management Console, blank, are you sure you want to terminate this instance? Blank, list of 1 item, bullet i-61d9150b, list end, close button. Yes, terminate button.
Yes.
Enter. Text resize monitor frame. Oz Management, blank, text resize.
And it will now terminate the instance. We can check the status.
Column 1, row 1, column 1, row 1, blank. Graphic loading night instance, i-61d9150b, column omni-id, omni-root device type, call type, m1.small status, graphic shutting dash down, icon shutting dash down, column 6.
It'll shut down, and after shutdown is complete, it will terminate the instance. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, covering some ways of gaining access to Windows servers running on Amazon EC2. If you have any comments or questions, please get a hold of me and let me know. My name is Chris Nestrude, and you can contact me via my website at ccn.me.